Lutheran leaders. As we approach the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, we take a brief look at the lives of influential and important Lutheran leaders and theologians. This month, George Stekhardt, American, German, theologian and professor, born February 17, 1842, died January 9, 1913. One can say that what C.F.W. Walther was for dogmatics, the study of Bible doctrine, for the Lutheran Church in North America, George Stekhardt was for exegesis, which is the translation and explanation of the Holy Scriptures. After coming to St. Louis, Missouri in 1878, Stekhardt was originally a part-time lecturer in exegesis at Concordia Seminary, and then for the last 25 years of his life, he was a full-time professor at the seminary. Karl George Stekhardt was born in Chemnitz, Germany. Although his father was a chemistry professor and town counselor, his forebears, going back to the mid-1600s, were Orthodox Lutheran pastors. He had three sisters. The youngest, who came to America with him, married Pastor C.C. Schmidt of the Missouri Synod. Stekhardt studied theology at the universities of Erlangen and Leipzig, 1862-66. At Erlangen, he joined a Christian fraternity, Wingolf, and at Leipzig, he and other like-minded students founded a branch of Wingolf, whose constitution contained a clear confession of Christ as the Son of God. The fraternity was also against academic fencing, which is the object of which was to scar the other person's face, hazing, and excessive drinking. After graduating, he was a private tutor at what he would call a deaconess school in Tharandt, 1867-1870. Of his time as a tutor, he wrote that it required more study to explain theological concepts clearly to his students than it did to teach seminarians, who could be fobbed off with theological jargon. It seems he also began to see the importance of exegesis in teaching and explaining the catechism. In 1866, he visited Wilhelm Lehi in Neuendetzlau, and Lehi introduced him to what was happening in North America. In 1873, Stekhardt accepted a call to become the assistant pastor at the State Church Congregation in Planitz, Saxony. After 3 years, however, he organized a protest against indifferentism and laxity in the state church. He became acquainted with the Free Church in Germany and also the Missouri Synod in America. In 1876, he left the state church, and he and others formed the Evangelical Free Church of Saxony and other states. He became its secretary and also editor of the church paper, the Evangelisch-Lutheranische Freikirche, excuse the German. For his articles against apostasy in the state church, he was sentenced to 4 months in prison. In 1878, Stekhardt emigrated to America and became the pastor of Holy Cross Lutheran Church in St. Louis, Missouri, and also began lecturing at Concordia Seminary. C.F.W. Walther had wanted Stekhardt elected to a professorship at the seminary, but the synodical convention elected a young graduate instead, Franz Pieper.
Hmm.
In 1887, Stuckart was elected professor. His area of expertise was Old and New Testament exegesis, and he wrote commentaries on Romans, Ephesians, translated into English, and published by Concordia Publishing House, Philippians, 1 Peter, 2 Peter, and the three epistles of John, Isaiah 1-12, and the Psalms. He also wrote a Bible history. He was a forceful preacher and an Orthodox Lutheran. He wrote various sermon books as well as numerous articles for the Missouri Synod's theological journal, Lehre und Wahrheit, and for the homiletic magazine. Virtually all of his writings were in German, and only some have been translated into English. His commentary on Romans, for example, was translated into English, but exists only as a mimeograph copy and was never published. He was a staunch supporter of C.F.W. Walter in the predestinarian controversy and other controversies of the time. Part of Stuckart's importance lies in the emphasis he put on exegesis, because before his arrival, the seminary in St. Louis was dominated by Walther's emphasis on dogmatics and citing Luther as well as other Orthodox Lutheran theologians. August Pieper wrote that Stuckart produced the scriptural doctrine and then showed that this was also the doctrine of Luther and the Confessions. Professor Galen Schmeling, Evangelical Lutheran Synod, feels that Stuckart is at least, quote, the grandfather of what later came to be known as the Wauwatosa theology, if not its, quote, father, end quote. In 1873, when Stuckart accepted his first call, he married Anna Koenig. Anna's sister accompanied the Stuckarts to America in 1878, and in 1881, she married August Pieper. George and Anna Stuckart did not have any children, but adopted two sons after they came to America, Carl, who became a banker in St. Louis, and Ernst, who became a Missouri Synod pastor. When Anna died in September of 1898, Stuckart was so overcome with grief that he suffered a breakdown and eventually had to be institutionalized. By 1901, however, partially through the care of Mary Coney of Pittsburgh, Stuckart recovered and resumed his teaching duties at the seminary. He later married Miss Coney. Stuckart continued to teach until 1913, when he died of a stroke at age 70. Stephen Karp is pastor of St. Stephen Lutheran Church in Hayward, California.